south of Road 277, Angola Road, west of Hollyway, east being Lot 8 and half of Lot 7, Block L, Section 2 within Angola by the Bay Development. A variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements.
Name and address, please.
Lee Warner, 22858 Holloway East, Angola by the Bay.
Jen Rice, 22853 Dolwood Drive.
All right. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I have more papers here to.
Okay. We need to have the lady at the end mark them, and she'll pass them out.
Good evening, sir.
I'm requesting a variance for an attached garage.
Okay. You need 5 variances?
It was for the back and the side, I think.
Okay, excuse me just a minute.
You haven't built this garage yet?
No.
You're going to build an attached garage?
Yes.
Okay. There's a 3-foot walkway in between.
Yes, the roof is going to be the only thing attached.
Like a breezeway?
Breezeway,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay, but the roofs will be attached.
Yeah.
Okay. On your survey, it didn't appear that way.
That's why we had the pictures made up.
Thank you.
You didn't know how to word it, if it was attached or...
Yep, once one board touches another, it's attached.
Yeah, and in Angola by the Bay, they weren't sure, so we had to do pictures.
So, from the house. Yeah, so you got for your shed, have you got the permit for your shed?
No, the shed's going to be moved after the garage is built.
It is going to be moved?
Yes.
So do we need to go ahead?
Okay. So in the back of these, the common area, you're back right up to that?
Yes.
Okay. And you got the approval from the association there.
Yeah, that was what those letters
were. Letters for,
yep.
I've seen that, and they're just waiting for the board here.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you owned the property?
Maybe 15 years, 10, 15 years, I'm not sure.
Did you build the home there?
No, okay. I bought it that way.
Was the shed already there when you bought it?
No.
But you're...
We had to move the shed for the garage.
Okay. It used to sit within the inside
yes.
the setbacks. I got you.
So the home was out of compliance to start with?
It was. A permit was taken out in 1982 of October. No CO has been issued.
Oh, really? Wow. Were you aware of that?
No.
And you went to an attorney for settlement?
Yes.
Okay. He didn't say anything?
Went through real estate and everything.
Yeah.
It's unusual. Usually the attorneys will pick up on that.
No.
That was 18 years ago when that was issued.
No.
Rick, is that heard of? That long, 18 years ago? And he just bought it?
You mean it's uncommon that
yeah.
there's a, we've been getting a lot of them.
Is that right?
What's wrong with it?
In this case, you heard me earlier talk about the standards for granting a variance, and one of the most difficult for anyone to show is that the request hasn't been created by the applicant. So in regards to those two variance requests on the back inside of your house, you meet that one standard.
Right off the bat.
On the house, you didn't create it. The people before you did. However, you need to address the remainder the rest of the standards and how they apply, which we'll be asking you to do here in a minute.
Okay.
Okay. And you were prepared to do that, were you, from your application?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Excuse me. Okay, are any questions, further questions from the members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman? Mr. Hudson?
Not at this time.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
Can you address the standards for us?
What's that?
Can you address the standards for us for us to grant the variance?
Ruliness? There's really no unique. It's just he needs it to build a garage, a lot. It's too close to the side, too close to the rear. Possibility of development. It's in a development. I mean.
Okay. Let me help you out here.
Okay.
Okay. You have to show that you do meet these standards. Okay. So for you to say it's not unique, that doesn't meet it. Okay. But if you would, if you're suggesting that the house doesn't have a garage, and you know you think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, but there's not any way to put a two-car garage on here, we can buy into that. Uniqueness, you know, you have to be creative, you know, because of the way the house is placed on the lot, so on and so forth. The others are pretty easy. Won't alter the central character of the neighborhood. I'm sure you can think of other houses that have them and so forth. Does that help? Would you like more time to prepare?
Okay. Well, the first one, uniqueness, right? Is that what you're asking?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's no garage. There's no attic. No crawl. I mean, he has a crawl space, so you would like a garage to put his stuff from the shed so he can get rid of the shed.
Yeah, for the room and stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
Possibility of development, is that where you're going there?
Yeah, in other words,
you're already there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property?
Yes, I mean, it's an open lot, it's a half a lot.
It's a half a lot and it's...
And you don't have any storage space?
No.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, character of the neighborhood. It's just
garage is in the neighborhood already?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. So. If they have a big enough lot, they got a garage.
Okay.
Will this garage affect the public welfare of the neighborhood?
I would think it would improve it.
Okay.
I mean, it's an open lot now, I would think. Having something there, and it would improve the look of it. You can see with the pictures, the home looks a lot nicer. And are we at the extended variance? Is that where the world?
Well, is it what you're requesting? Is that a minimum to afford relief and the least modification possible to of the regulation of the issue?
Yeah. That's
I would say, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he talked to some of the neighbors on that, and they have no problem with it.
Okay. Okay.
No, I'm a little confused on looking at the plot. says parcel number 31, but half of lot 7 and lot 8?
Yes.
It's one lot and a half.
It's a lot and a half. The other neighbor has the other half of the lot.
Okay, so half of lot 7 goes with?
With lot 8.
Lot 8? No, lot 6.
Well, I
he has 7 and a half in lot 8.
Yeah, I got lot 7 and lot 8. So yeah. Got half of 7.
The other half of 7 is owned by lot 6?
Probably be 6, and she has half of 7. The other half of 7.
Okay.
Yep.
That's been that way ever since you owned the property?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of lots in there that are either double lots, single lots, lots and a half, and if they're a single lot, you can't get a garage on there.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's two. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, the applicants did submit a letter from Angola by the Bay Board of Directors approving the variance.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We take case number 10,715 under advisement.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,715 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give their usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Again, your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Okay, they'll do it later on tonight?
It's very possible, ma'am.
Okay.
We'll see.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.